Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yes, baby.
We have some hot tea to pour for you today, honey. The Rock shares with the secret ingredient to his youthful, sexy mocha skin ears. Mm. And here's a hint. You can find it in a margarita, child. And we'll tell you why Prince William thinks if his mom, Princess Diana, were alive today, she'd be a nightmare grandmother.
Uh-oh.
But first, did y'all know Derek Huff used to wear girls' clothes?
What?
Gary? Oh.
Yes, baby. Did y'all not know that?
No.
In a recent interview, Derek Huff said what the drawback was growing up with his four sisters, including, honey, Miss Julianne. Now, he said that he had to wear their hand-me-downs.
Ooh.
Now, normally you hand it down to the sister to sister or brother to brother.
Right.
Sister to brother?
That's weird.
So Derek said, quote, "When I was younger, all my hand-me-downs were girls' clothes, honey. So, like, if I got shoes, they'd have some pink in it because they were my sisters, too. I would have to get a Sharpie pen and color in the pink to black so that people didn't know that they were girls' shoes."
Oh, wow.
Now, that's Struggle City right there.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of that type of struggle.
It's like the White Evans family.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Normally, if the boy didn't have any shoes and he got bigger sisters, he just wore them till the sole fell off. Your shoe was talking.
Right, and usually the boy's foot is bigger than the girl's foot,
exactly.
I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't think about that.
His parents should have planned it better. If you know you're going to be passing some shoes on to your boy's son, you could at least buy some
gender-neutral
colors. That's true.
Like, what's up?
Did you give anything to any of your siblings that they had to wear? That you couldn't believe you gave it away?
Yeah, hair. Yeah. When I first, Lauren's gonna kill me. When I first started wearing weaves.
You gave her the hair.
And I would wear it like one time, she would be waiting on it like, bitch, ain't it time you take that out? And
really?
Yeah, and we would share weave. In the very beginning, yeah, we couldn't just keep affording to buy $200 head of weave.
Really?
Yeah, we just share it.
Hand-me-downs, but it was nothing real bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the people,
your brothers don't.
From funeral home, and we got the guys, because they were rich.
Yeah.
They hand out on that, but it was nothing bad.
So you would take suits off a dead body.
What?
It wasn't dead. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were literally casket sharp.
Oh.
Oh, dressed to kill.
All right, guys, well, we got a big birthday coming up this week. It's pretty unbelievable that Selma Hayek turns 51 this Saturday.
Wow.
Goodness.
Yes,
we do. Oh, my gosh. So we have to take a moment to celebrate the radiant and ageless beauty that is Selma Hayek, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all know, Selma is not only one of the most aesthetically beautiful people in the world. She is an Oscar-nominated successful actress married to a billionaire husband with whom she has a 9-year-old daughter, Valentina. And for the past 20 years, she has been a passionate activist and has worked out in the field with UNICEF and the Red Cross.
Nice.
So, honey, she's a give-back diva.
Yes, she is. Yes. And she's bold enough to wear fabulous Gucci pajamas
yes.
in public.
Now, she slayed that.
She did, but of
she
course,
did.
Her husband owns it.
Oh, ooh. So,
yes,
honey.
Yes.
Make it even better,
yes.
baby.
Yes.
Mm. I will wear a Gucci garbage bag if my husband
okay.
owns Gucci, honey.
Yeah, honey.
Damn. But she did lie one time, y'all.
What?
She lied.
What?
I'd never forget. I saw an interview, and she said they were asking her about her breasts because she's welling down, right? And, you know, like, have y'all always had them or whatever. And she said, no, she said she prayed for breasts to God. And one day she woke up and she had breasts.
Oh.
Y'all know I started praying, and they never came. I had to go pay for mine.
Oh,
see, that she did too, child.
She said she prayed for them, Gary, and they just appeared.
Yeah, she was laying on that damn table, and they just put them in, honey. She's like, oh, they're here. They're here.
Thank you, right? Jesus.
Haters.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, speaking of looking good, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is pretty damn ageless at 45 and even looks better now than he did in his younger wrestling days. And now, thanks to a tweet, we finally know what the secret is to his beautiful, dewy, sexy mocha skin. Oh. It's tequila!
Really? Tequila?
It's his nationality.
Tequila.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's saying tequila.
So what, so he what, drink tequila and make it look good?
Yes, honey. Cosmopolitan editor Ali Drucker asked The Rock to please share his skin routine care on Twitter, and The Rock delivered better results than any face mask ever could. He wrote, Neutrogena Deep Cream Face Wash, Lancer or La Mer Creams, and tequila. Often. Okay. Not on your face, but drank it.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Oh, me too.
Did he put it in his face?
No, he drank it, honey.
Yeah, it's like your face will look good, but your kidneys will be ruined.
Right. Seriously. Mm.
So what are y'all beauty tips to keep your skin on point and glowing?
I ain't telling these crusty face haters what I use.
Come on.
Mine is really boring. Aloe vera, that's boring.
Yeah.
But have you ever cut an aloe leaf and put it on your face?
No.
It's the most degrading thing you've ever done in your life.
Really?
Yes, because it's very slimy and
it's is it warm?
No, it's not warm. And when I first put it on, I was in my room by myself and I was cutting it up. I was like, I feel bad about myself.
Okay.
I felt like I needed a cigarette or some money afterwards.
All right, y'all. So you know how The Rock announced his 2020 presidential campaign on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. I'm rocking with him.
Well, it got me thinking. Now, there's a lot of celebs out there who actually ran for political office or thought about it. So in some cases, they actually won.
Okay.
So we're going to play a little game called...
Did they run for office or run a marathon?
So I'm going to name a celebrity, and you have to tell me whether or not they actually thought about running for office, ran for office, or if they ran a marathon.
Okay.
So you got two options there. Let's get it.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about... Kanye West.
He thought about and talked about running for office.
That's correct, Gary. Back in 2015, he said he first thought about running in 2020, and most recently after Trump was elected, he said he'd run in 2024.
We'll give you that. We're just warming up, Gary.
Yeah.
All right, what about Jerry Springer? Gary.
He ran a marathon because he was running. He was a governor, so he didn't run for office.
Yes, Brad.
He ran for office because he was a governor. He was already in office.
That's correct. He was the mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1978. And there's a rumor he may run for governor of Ohio in 2018.
Okay.
I had half of it.
No, you didn't.
What about Sean P. Diddy Combs? Portia.
He ran a marathon.
Diddy ran the New York Marathon to raise $2 million for the city's kids.
I'll let you have that, Portia.
Oh.
Yep,
you're
did.
Welcome.
I got it.
You're welcome.
I got it.
You're welcome.
One.
What about Clint the Squint Eastwood? Gary.
Clint Eastwood, honey, ran a marathon.
Nope.
A breath of steel.
No, he's in office, was in office, yeah.
He was
no.
the mayor of Carmel in California from 1986 to 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And he only took $200 a month to do the job.
Yeah, he sure did.
Really committed.
What about Oprah? Portia.
She ran a marathon.
Yes, that's correct.
She did. She lost a lot of weight, and she was looking real good running that marathon.
And the thing is, everybody wants her to run for marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no.
Marathon.
Everybody wants her to run for office, but Oprah said...
Hell to the no.
Now, what about Howard Stern? Portia.
Never ran for office, definitely ran a marathon.
Anybody?
Howard Stern definitely, honey, ran for office.
When? In what city?
He ran in the city in New York. But they wanted him to do it.
That's correct. He ran for the governor of New York back in 1994, but he pulled out of the race because he didn't want to disclose how much money he made doing his radio show.
That's when, Portia.
Oh, that's bogus.
Next.
All right. What about Angelina Jolie? Gary.
She ran a marathon.
Sure.
I'm positive.
Gary, you are... wrong.
What?
You know, she a philanthropist and she want to be the president of all the kids from Uganda and all of that stuff. Is that because that's how she is?
Yeah, back in 2014, she said she is open to a career in politics but doesn't know if she would be more useful as a candidate or as an entertainer.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This next one's really important.
So is this one winner takes all?
Damn right, buddy.
All right.
Kid Rock. Portia.
Office.
You sure about that?
Yes.
As a sign of the apocalypse... Kid Rock said he is running for the senator of Michigan in 2020.
They cheating. My bell rang first.
I want Rock. I don't know.
Yes. It did. Give it to me.
It did.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Ooh. I just want to say that I love politics and I love celebrities. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Gary, for losing, and Brad for being a sore loser. I just think this is
call
so
the police.
Wonderful.
Someone please call 911. We have an imposter in the building.
Thank you.
Coming up, T-Pain and Scarlett Johansson, they both share a controversial opinion in common. We'll tell you what after the break.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, most people would agree that the keys to a successful relationship are communication, commitment, and compromise.
Yes.
But there's some couples in Hollywood that believe that their relationship works because it's an open relationship.
That's true.
Because they don't believe in monogamy.
Hmm. You know what? What works for some does not work for everybody.
True that.
But I don't believe in nothing open but a door.
Ain't that right?
Okay, that's it.
Sometimes that closes behind you. Let's talk about Ethan Hawke. He was married to Uma Thurman for 7 years and has currently been married to his wife, Ryan, for 9 years and believes people have such a childish view of monogamy and fidelity. Sexual fidelity can't be the whole thing that you hang your relationship on. If you really love somebody, you want them to grow, but you don't get to define how that happens. They do.
Wow. You really got to be outside of your mind to think that this is going to work. Like, it just seems so hard emotionally.
Very emotional.
It works for some people, though.
Yeah, some people.
I guess. Well, take T-Pain, for instance. I think everybody knows that him and his wife have an open relationship. They have 3 kids together, and they've been together 14 years, so it seems to be working for them. I don't know.
Yeah, but that just wouldn't work for me. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
I guess I'm too jealous. All I'd be doing is envisioning in my mind, if they're doing it the same way we did.
Probably better.
And an open relationship might be a recipe for success. After 51 years of marriage, Dolly Parton admits to rebelling against monogamy. She said, if I cheat, he doesn't want to know. If he cheats, I don't want to know. And that works for us.
Ignorance is bliss.
But you don't want to know, but my thing is, I don't want to be sitting next to this woman up in church, honey. Smile.
Right.
And she's screwing your damn hug.
Mm-mm.
But if you don't know,
ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, it might be bliss, but damn it, honey, I want to know. Well, y'all, honey, fashion designer and film director Tom Ford has been with his husband for 30 years, married for 3, and he said, honey, quote, I think that monogamy is artificial. I do not think it's something that comes naturally to us. I don't even want to get into this because he's going to read this and I'm going to be in some much.
We all know sneaky sex is some of the best sex. Like if you had sex at work or just where you when you're not supposed to have it. So you know whoever he's sleeping with, that's some good sex.
And Scarlett Johansson has been divorced twice. Her first marriage to Ryan Reynolds lasted 3 years, and her second marriage to Romain Duriac lasted for 2.
Okay.
And while Scarlett says she thinks the idea of marriage is very romantic, she also said this. I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person. I might be skewed for that, but I think it's work. It's something I have a lot of respect for and have participated in, but I think it definitely goes against some instinct to look beyond. And she tried it. She shot her shot. It didn't work for her.
I'm going to have to say something.
Go for it.
I have to agree. Monogamy is not something that comes natural, and neither is marriage. But guess what? You make the commitment. You make the sacrifice to be with just me.
But let's just say if everything was organized and everything was a sneaky freaky, right?
Okay.
And like, you know, your main chick know the other wife.
Okay.
Y'all together. Y'all work to build a great house. And it's a teamwork.
No,
a team building.
Right.
Like a corporation.
No.
Okay, so try to convince me that's what it is. Tell me the perks of being able to share your mate.
Okay, now check this out.
Mm-hmm.
You see that girl over there?
Mm-hmm.
Think she's kind of hot, right?
Well, I gotta like her. See, that's the problem.
Well, y'all, speaking of Scarlett Johansson, her Avengers co-star Jeremy Renner recently stated that he wants his daughter to struggle.
Say what now?
Yeah. What level of struggle do you speak of?
Uh-huh. Let me tell you, Head Crack, in a recent interview, Jeremy said this about raising his 4-year-old daughter, Ava. I want to put her in front of things and have the experience where she has to make decisions. I want her to experience adversity because I think struggle is important.
All right, Hawkeye.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You know what? After explaining it, that makes sense. You don't want your child to grow up all entitled.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if your child don't need to struggle, why would you make them struggle?
I agree with this, man, honey, because my thing is, honey, when I was growing up, I had to work and contribute to the house. My uncle had a landscaping business. We had to cut yards, and my mama made us give $25 a week, honey, in the house.
Well, yeah, look, you were a man. She was teaching you the responsibility.
Yeah, so, you know, so she needs to, these kids need to learn responsibility. I mean, look at
y'all. Do you cut your grass now, or do you pay somebody?
Well, I live in an apartment, so.
Lies! All right, coming up, Prince William said that if his mother, Princess Diana, were still alive, she'd be a nightmare. We'll tell you why next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. And can you guys believe that today is the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana?
Really?
Already?
Wow. Damn, it's flown by.
I love
it. It really has, man. And it was a tragic situation, but we know that Princess Diana would be so proud of her sons, Prince William and Harry. And Prince William is doing his best to keep her memory alive with his two children, George and Charlotte. In an interview, he said, it's important that they know who she was and that she existed, and said that he's constantly talking about Granny Diana.
Oh, aww, not Granny Diana.
And showing pictures and stuff. Aww.
She was so regal. He also joked that Diana would have been a nightmare grandmother. He said she loved the children to bits, but she'd be an absolute nightmare. She'd come and go, and she'd probably come in probably at bath time, cause an amazing scene. Bubbles everywhere, bath water all over the place, and then she would leave.
And you know what? That sounds just like her spirit. Like, yeah. She just seemed like she was just easy going, want to have a good time. Not like a strict royal grandmother, yeah.
Right. Not like the queen seat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, down, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Straighten up and fly right, you scoundrels.
Right.
And I think that's what made it so fun, because she was like such a regular person who happened to be in the royal palace. Mm-hmm. And it made her likable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace, Princess Diana. Your memory lives on forever and ever, man. You did a great job with those kids.
Yes, you did.
Well, anyway, now you know I love me some Issa Rae, right?
Yeah.
She's the accomplished creator, writer, and actress on Insecure. She's smart, she's beautiful, and she's funny. So, of course, she got snatched up, and now she's off the market.
Oh, I wonder by who.
Issa says, my whole phase was interrupted because I done fell in love. I had all the intentions of being a hoe. Dudes were finally checking for me at one point, but I ended up meeting somebody. Now it's too late to go back.
I love her.
Me too.
She is so funny. She just says what you cannot say.
Yes.
She said
she was a hoe.
Yeah, okay.
Any of y'all been in y'all hoe phase?
Of course. Everybody has had a time when you're single and you're dating. I mean, ho is like heavy, but she's using it in like a fun way.
Yeah,
where you're single and, you know, your phone is going. Yeah. But when your phone is dry.
What you call that phase?
Child, that's a drought.
That's parched.
Yeah. That's a drought. But when your phone is popping, honey.
Lord.
Baby.
You had to turn that joker off,
that's
child.
That's what I'm saying. You know, and they say when you're in a relationship and then it breaks up, your friends are right there to welcome you back into the whole world.
The whole kingdom.
Yes, guys.
The whole world.
Yes. Yeah. Ready to usher you right back into it, honey.
All right, y'all. Coming up is National Burger Day, and baby, we're going to show you what we like on our buns.
Not my bun. Oh, he just loves it.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation. And we hope you all are enjoying a happy
National Burger Day.
I swear to God, a holiday for every doggone thing now.
Isn't it?
Jesus, a hamburger holiday.
Everything.
Hamburgers need love, too.
Right. Well, National Burger Day is the day of appreciation for hamburgers. And here's a fun fact, y'all. The term hamburger originated in the city Hamburg, Germany, where beef from Hamburg cows was misformed into patties. Which is now what we call hamburgers.
Oh,
yeah.
Fancy.
So now, to celebrate the day, we've all got our favorite burgers. Everybody got their burger?
No doubt.
Yes.
So now, I want to just spice things up, make it sexy. You know how we do. Bring sexy into it. Yeah. So I want everybody to take their first bite of the sandwich, kind of like you would do if you were in a burger commercial.
Juicy. Oh, yeah.
you mean that too, because your ass is hungry.
I sure do, honey.
Gary like his meat.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.